Hello once again, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Automated Entrepreneur Podcast, where we seek to bring out the entrepreneur in you and help you to create a lifestyle by design. Today, feed the beast. What you assign attention to boomerangs. And the more attention you give something, the more you feed the beast. As in life, what you pay attention to in business is vital. It's important to separate the people and the things that propel us forward and dispense with those folks and fringes that don't. Let your dreams of success feed you. Let challenge feed you. Let results feed you. Let uniqueness be your differentiator. Let your value proposition be your banner. Wave it high. Make a list. Identify the elements of change that fuel you forward. I am known for my drive. That is my constant, nonstop acceleration. My ability to stay the course long after others have sought refuge from the race is what defines me. What drives you? This is the Powerball deep within you, a light that cannot be extinguished. When you are clear on your vision, when you have forged your mission and committed to your core principles, when you have identified the need of others and know that you have the antidote, then the only task to focus on is feeding the beast. Failure can often be the highway to success. Tom Watson Jr. of IBM fame said, "If you want to succeed, you have to double your failure rate." If you study history, you will find that all sorts of stories exist of successes that are found of great failures first, but people don't see the failures. They only see one side of the picture, and they say that the person had lots of luck on their side. There is probably no better example of failure leading to persistence that I know of than Abe Lincoln. Let me share with you a little of his life's history. This was a man who failed in business at the age of 21, was defeated in a legislative race at 22, failed again in business at 24, overcame the death of his sweetheart at age 26, which led him to a nervous breakdown at age 27. He later lost a congressional race at age 34, and then a senatorial race at 45. He failed in an effort to become vice president at 47, lost a Senate race at 49, and then was elected President of the United States at 52. Would you dare to call him a failure? He could have quit anywhere along the line. But to Lincoln, defeat was a detour, not a dead end, and a great source of learning. At age 65, with a beat-up car and only a $100 check from Social Security, this senior realized he had to do something. He remembered his mother's recipe and went out selling. He knocked on more than 1,000 doors before he got his first order. But today, Colonel Sanders is a household name. How many of us quit after 3, 4, 10 tries, 100 tries maybe, and then we say that we tried as hard as we could? Quite a lesson of persistence for us all, isn't it? As a young man, this fellow faced many rejections from newspaper editors who claimed he had absolutely no talent whatsoever. After considerable effort, he finally landed a job, only to lose it to a boss who told him he lacked imagination. One day, a minister from a church hired him to draw just a few sketches. The young man worked out of a small, mouse-infested shed, which was near the church. After seeing a small mouse, he got an idea. That was the inspiration for Mickey Mouse. Today, the Walt Disney Company holds assets worth over $204 billion. How many people would have received the spark of inspiration from such a dismal source? Not many of us, I'm afraid. When the darkness comes and you find yourself staring into the abyss, that is when we discover our true character. Fight or flight. When you feed the beast, you nurture your deepest desires. Load up on the tools, the team, and the resources required to fuel the fire. Let the power of focus forge an unwavering determination. Promise yourself, you will not be denied. As it is said, so it shall be. And when you constantly feed the beast, shyness, doubt, introversion, all fall away, including fear. These illusionary enemies hold no power over you. You are the architect. You can make excuses, or you can make the difference.